He was a president who led the nation through World War I and a man who entered the presidency with one wife and left the White House with another. His story is part of our President's Week features on the American Countryside.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
About a century ago, a first lady died while her husband was serving as president of the United States.
Ellen Wilson, his first wife, who he had three daughters with, died from Bright's disease. It wasn't until about maybe a year, year and a half later that he meets Edith Bowling Galt, who is from Wythville originally and was the widow of the Galt jeweler fame, and falls madly in love and courts her and gets married. It was very controversial, but Wilson does remarry while in office, and that brings him out of a deep depression.
Patrick Clark says with the close of World War I, Woodrow Wilson set out to form a League of Nations that would help preserve peace among the countries of the world. Although the U.S. never entered the League, Wilson's views were prophetic.
He is determined to make sure that the League of Nations goes uncompromised. And in fact, he, at the peace treaty in France, predicts that if Germany is not treated correctly and brought in along with this process, that down the road, another generation, there will be another major war that will engulf the entire world.
There is debate over how much of an impact Wilson's stroke had on the final portion of his second term. But we do know that his wife was by his side, helping her husband lead the nation.
We know that Wilson certainly was making decisions. There's some that say that Edith was running the presidency. I really believe that Edith was truly being a loving, caring wife, and she was just trying to protect her husband.
Her care and attention to some presidential details may have kept Wilson alive. Although Wilson only lived at his birthplace home in Western Virginia for the first few months of his life, it was his childhood years that influenced his entire life. Traveling the Countryside in Stanton, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.